Defense Minister Rajnath Singh on Thursday said the disengagement process in certain areas along LAC was almost complete based on consensus achieved between India and China. Unveiling a statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and inaugurating the Major Ralang Nau Bob Khating Museum of Valor at Tawang, Singh referred to the broad consensus achieved by India and China to restore the ground situation in certain areas along the LAC. India and China have been holding talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve the differences in some areas along the LAC. As a result of the talks, a broad consensus was developed on the basis of equal and mutual security. The consensus includes the rights of patrolling and grazing in traditional areas, he said. Based on this consensus, the process of disengagement is almost complete. Our efforts will be to take the matter beyond disengagement, but for that, we will have to wait a little longer, he added. Singh, who could not travel to Tawang due to inclement weather, virtually inaugurated the statue of Patel and the museum from Tezpur in Assam's Sonitpur district. The defense minister recognized Major Bob Khating's crucial role in establishing Indian administration up to McMahon line in February 1951, highlighting Tawang's strategic significance. Major Khating not only led the peaceful integration of Tawang into India but also established essential military and security frameworks, including the Sashastra Seema Bal, Nagaland Armed Police, and the Naga Regiment. The Museum of Valor now stands as a tribute to his bravery and foresight, inspiring generations to come, he said. Singh commended the Indian Army and local communities for their initiative in creating the museum. Singh paid glowing tributes to Sardar Patel, acknowledging his instrumental role in unifying over 560 princely states post-independence, a feat that stands as a testament to his indomitable resolve and commitment to a unified India. The statue Deshka Vallabh will inspire people, reminding them of the strength in unity and the unwavering spirit required to build a nation as diverse as ours, he said. The defense minister underscored the significance of unity and harmony, and the Northeast's unique role in the nation's identity. He reiterated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of ensuring economic and infrastructure development of the entire region. Holistic development of the nation is possible only when the Northeast prospers. We will create such a Northeast which is strong and prosperous not only naturally and culturally but also economically, he added. Singh also highlighted the crucial role of Border Roads Organization, BRO, in the progress of the region. He made special mention of the Sela Tunnel linking Assam and Tawang, a project which enhances connectivity across Northeast regions. In the times to come, the Arunachal Frontier Highway project will play a major role in connecting the entire Northeast region, especially the border areas. This 2,000 kilometers long highway will prove to be an important strategic and economic asset for the region as well as the entire nation, he said. Singh further commended the armed forces' engagement in the region, from NCC initiatives and local economic support to crucial disaster relief efforts. Armed forces not only provide security but also become a medium for development in that region by cooperating with the people of the border areas. This further strengthens India's commitment to ensuring development, peace, and security in the Northeast, he said. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, RETD, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, GOC in C Eastern Command Lieutenant General R.C. Tiwari, 4 Corps GOC Lieutenant General Gambhir Singh and other senior civil and military officials attended the event at Tawang. After inaugurating the statue and museum virtually from Tezpur, the defense minister returned to the national capital on Thursday, winding up his 2-day visit to Gajraj Corps headquarters at Tezpur, an official spokesperson said. Singh, whose tour was originally scheduled for Arunachal Pradesh's Tawang, could not visit the border state due to inclement weather, the defense spokesperson added. The defense minister has returned to New Delhi by an Indian Air Force flight at around 11 a.m., he said.